Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Friday, November the 10th, 2017, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, I am excited about today. It's Praise Break Friday. I hope y'all ready. It's Praise Break Friday. Yeah, it's some snow on the ground, but guess what? We're going to praise him. Anyway, we're going to praise him anyway. It's some snow.
Tell somebody he is wonderful.
But he's
now put your preaching voice on and say he is wonderful.
It's some snow on the ground, but it's still wonderful right now. I'm excited. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, and I'm in the studio all by myself on this Praise Break Friday. But guess what? Y'all are in here with me, and that's all right with me. We're going to have some fun today. It's going to be exciting. And I hope y'all are just excited as I am about it. Today's topic of conversation, I hope y'all ready for this. Today's topic of conversation is going to be good. Y'all ready for this? It is simply entitled, The Most Important Qualities of an Effective.
Tell somebody he is wonderful. Now put your preaching voice on and say he is wonderful. There are a lot of things I could not do for myself, but he did them for me. Tell somebody, he is wonderful. I brought my own shout with me. I just thought about it. I dare you to think about how wonderful he is. Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Look at somebody, say the Everlasting Father. Somebody just holler, wonderful. I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say wonderful. May your week be wonderful. May the rest of your year be wonderful. May your whole life be. Push this point, but is there anybody that has proven himself to be wonderful? Just go to about three people, say he is.
We are back. Okay, so look, anyway, as I was saying before, today's topic of conversation is the most important qualities of an effective worship leader. The most important qualities of an effective worship leader. That's going to be a good conversation. Looking forward to talking with y'all today, and I got to share with y'all One more time. I got to share with y'all about last night. Yeah, y'all knew it was coming. But I got to share with y'all about last night, about what happened one more time down to the Glory House. I got to share with you one more time about what happened down to the Glory House. It was an amazing time. And it was all right with me. And I hope y'all ready for what's about to go down. But it was good. But let me give you a rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you're already listening on the line, meaning you've already called in with your phone, just push 1. That would alert my producer. And then my producer will get you to me. And then we can talk all about what's going on in your world. Amen. Also, if you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you
that way as well. Again, that's taking limits off at comcast.net. Looking forward to reading those emails on the air as always. Amen. The live streams are up and running. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there, Ustream.tv. Just do a simple search for Take Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Again, that's Ustream.tv. Look forward to hearing from you all that way. Facebook Live is up and running, right? Yeah, Facebook Live is up and running. Ustream, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Love hearing from y'all on Facebook. Y'all know how y'all do. Looking forward to that as well. Amen. Amen. And then social media, also Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO radio. Love to hear from you that way. Exactly. Exactly. TTLO radio. Love to hear from you that way. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Simply go to your iTunes account or however you listen to podcasts. Just do a simple Google search. Just go TTLO podcast in your Google search and watch us pop up. Just watch us pop up that way. Amen. I am just looking forward to this, man. I am excited. Let me tell y'all real quick. God is amazing, man. And I'm not telling y'all nothing y'all don't already know. But I told y'all to come out last night, right? Those of you in the Chicago, I told y'all to come out last night. And I tried to get y'all to come out. Your boy wasn't feeling that well. I went anyway, and I'm glad I did. But I was trying to get y'all to come out last night and be a part of this thing. I'm using this month, and it wasn't necessarily because of the title of what he was talking about. It was just more because I just needed someplace where I could go and not have to work. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're at your own church, you're working. You know, if you either run in the pulpit or you're doing this or you're doing that. But when you go to somebody else's church, you can just sit and listen and be taught and just be a sponge to what the minister and the preacher has to say and that whole environment. And one more time, I went to World Dominion Church last night, their Thursday night worship service. Now it's supposed to be like a Bible study, but it really ain't. It's worship. I mean, now don't get me wrong. Prophet Cornelius walks you through the Bible. Please don't misunderstand what I'm trying to tell you. He walked you through the Bible. But my God, that there is a worship in that place. And last night, it was just absolutely amazing. And I have to take my hats off, man. It's just a wonderful thing to witness and to be in the presence of ministry, just done in excellence. Ministry just done in excellence. My God, last night's topic. Now, the first week, he's talking about the series this month is Dangerous Lust, right? That's the series this month, Dangerous Lust. And the first week, the title was Kill It While It's Dead. Don't miss that. That was the title. Kill It While It's Dead. That was the first week. Last night was The War Against the Soul. Oh, my God, The War Against the Soul. I believe he came out of Second Peter, I think chapter 11, if I'm not mistaken. Second Peter chapter 11, y'all forgive me for not having it right in front of me, but I believe it was Second Peter chapter somewhere down around the 20th, 21st verse, somewhere up in there. But it was talking about the war against your soul. Kill it while it's young. I'm sorry, did I say kill it while it's dead? Is that what I said? I probably told that right. Kill it while it's young. Y'all know I'll tear it up in a minute. Kill it while it's young was last week, and then this week was the war against your soul, dealing with soul ties. My God. It was just an amazing, amazing time, man. And I'm going to tell you all this right now. Here's the deal. You know what? I love going into place. Now, the first night I went, the first time I went last week, I went with no expectation. Amen? I went with no expectation of what was going to happen. I just went, and what happened. Y'all can go back and watch it if you want to. That's on you. But I'm going to tell you, you can go back and watch it if you want to. But I had no expectations. However, I came with a spirit of expectancy. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, expectancy. I came with a spirit of expectancy last night. I'm trying to get these shares going. Give me one second, y'all. Y'all know we got to invite the people to come in here. But I came with a spirit of expectancy in the place last night. And let me tell you this. My expectations were met. Second Peter 2 chapter 1 Peter 2 verses 11 and 12. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Help your little brother out. That's I know in ministry, big brother in. as I was saying, this brother, man, he taught that thing last night. And I'm going to tell you, he stepped on some toes. He didn't just step on some toes. He stepped on some feet. But here's, this is what I love about Pastor Williams, Prophet Cornelius Williams, Pastor Prophet. I know he don't care about no titles, but this is what I love about it. He understands. It's not that he's preaching at you. Watch this. He preaches at you from a position of someone who is or was in the same position that you're in. Oh, my God. Don't miss that, right? Come on. Don't miss this. He preached from a perspective of not someone who was lording over you in a position of I'm better than you, but he preached that thing from the position of I've been where you are, or I am still struggling just like you are. So let me show you and help. Let me guide you through this like God has guided me through this thing. Oh, my God. It got so heavy in there last night. So while the word was going forth, you know, he asking folk now, you know, to say something back to him. But here's the deal, Prophet. I'm gonna tell you this now. I talk back to the preacher when he preaches, but you know, sometimes you just have to sit there and just listen. And I think the reason why I got so quiet in the room last night, come on now, is because you was on a whole lot of folk street. You know, and when you on folk street, they just have to sit there because you sit there saying, Lord, he talking about me. So it's hard to muster up an amen. Oh my Lord, it's hard to muster up an amen when your own toe being stepped on. But there is some healing in that process. Oh Jesus, y'all don't miss it. There was some deliverance taking place, and then even after that. Then all of a sudden there was a and y'all can go back and watch the video, and I tell y'all all the time, I share the videos on my page. They're on his page, World Dominion Church's page, they're on the TTLO page, they're on the Danny King page, they're on the Minister King page. I make sure that they are out there. I need you all to recognize that go back and watch for yourself. But I really wish you all would come out and experience this thing. I really do. Because then at some point, And it was time he had preached. He had taught us from about seven thirty-ish up till about 8:45 last night. And folk, wasn't nobody ready to go. And then, you know, as we're sitting there and we're going through this process, that came a prophetic unction in the room. Can I say that? Is that a word I can use? There was a prophetic spirit that came throughout the room. And I'm gonna tell you right now. I saw this thing coming, right? I saw it coming because I had a spirit of expectancy. Watch this. Not for myself, but that somebody else was going to get what they needed. See, I got what I needed last week. Last night, I was just there to be a witness. Come on, somebody. Last week, I got what I needed. But this week, I just wanted to be a witness and celebrate somebody else getting what they needed. So, again, man, it was an amazing, amazing time. The camera does not do it justice. Facebook Live, I love it for all that it's capable of doing, but it does not do the service justice if you cannot experience it in person and for yourself. My God, it was just an amazing, amazing time, and I just want to say, man, thank you once again, World Dominion Church family for your hospitality, Lady Williams. Shanada Shante, I don't know which name it is, but you know, I just go with whatever I see on the thing. But Lady Williams, God bless you as well. Just an amazing time. But just to watch burdens lifted off of people during the time of the prophetic going, and just to watch burdens being lifted off people. It's an amazing thing. All you can do is just sit back and awe, and you can shout hallelujah and all of that, but I just would like to witness. It's literally like you could see. Just imagine for a moment. Now, if I can paint this picture for y'all, and I know I got all these folks listening on the radio side, so you can't see me. But if I could paint the picture for you all, just imagine. You got some heavy bags. Oh my God, you got some heavy bags in your hand, right? And you got some heavy. bags in your hand, and all of a sudden somebody comes along and just starts to help you remove some of this luggage. Oh, help me, Lord. Somebody comes along and starts taking some of this stuff off your back, and all of a sudden this thing that's been weighing you down gives you the opportunity to stand up straight. Help me. You could literally see some people standing up straight. You could tell when here's the deal. This one wasn't those things when he called somebody up to the altar, right? This wasn't, excuse me, bless me. This wasn't one of them things where he called somebody up to the altar. This was one of those things where he just walked to folk and saw something and it wasn't, let me say it like this. This wasn't one of them guessing games and all of that, because you could tell what he was saying was relevant to the person he was talking to. Oh my God. And as he was speaking, to these people, you could literally see the burden, oh my, being lifted off of their back. You could see the burden coming up off of them. And I'm going to tell you, you couldn't help but get happy for somebody else. You couldn't help but get happy for somebody else. You couldn't help but down on the inside, you know, we were talking about soul ties last night. And as you could see some of those soul ties being loosed, I'm not going to tell you that everything got fixed last night for everybody, but watch this. What happened last night was he shined the light on some things. And here is the deal. You ever had a knot? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. You ever had a knot in your shoe, in your shoelace? Or you ever had a knot in your shoelace? Come on now. You ever had a knot in your shoelace? And you're trying to figure out which way, and you know, you turn it the wrong way, and you end up making the knot worse. But then all of a sudden, you just find that one part of the knot. Oh, Jesus. Hey, you find that one part of the knot that all of a sudden you start to feel that thing coming loose. You know what I'm saying? Now, look, it ain't even loose yet. Come on. But you done got excited because you feel it coming loose, meaning you see your way through this thing. So all of a sudden, now you just keep working at it. You just keep pulling and tugging, and then all of a sudden, you start to feel that string loosen up just a little bit. That's what was happening last night. I saw folk who had these issues tied up in knots, and they didn't come all the way out of it, but they started feeling some things coming loose, and they started working their way. He gave them the blueprint. Oh, that is. Come on. All they have to do is work the plan. Oh, Jesus. Come on. All they have to do was work the plan, and then all of a sudden you start to see burdens starting to come off some folks. So one more time, I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to say it next week. I said on Monday, and I'm going to say it again on Wednesday when the prophet is here, if he's able to be here again next week on Wednesday. Y'all need to come by next week and check it out for yourself. I can only tell you so much, but that you have to experience it for yourself because it's – look, I'm going to tell you, go see for yourself. Now, I'm going to share a funny one with y'all. So last night – he was walking the aisle last night, coming down the middle aisle, and I saw him coming down my way. Let me tell y'all what I did. I got up out the way. I said, "No, you ain't laying no hands on me tonight, cause I'm not. No. I'm good. Let me." I ran. Look. Ain't much room to run, but I ran to the first open area I could get to. I said, "No, I'm good. You ain't finna have me laid out up in here on tonight. I'm good." But he walked through that place night, and my God, it was wonderful, and to see the connection, and watch this, that doesn't happen in a room full of non-believers. I'll say that again. See, here is the deal. That doesn't happen in a room full of non-believers. See, there is a spirit, and this is what I talk about, a spirit in the church. There is a spirit in that place that people understand that this is where God's glory is. And when you understand that that's what his glory is, you'll understand that something miraculous is going to happen in the room. When you understand that, then you all of a sudden you see burdens lifted. You come expecting, look, like I said last night, I came expecting that God was going to do something great in somebody's life last night.
I came expecting that something amazing was going to happen in somebody's life last night. Wasn't about me. See, last week I went for me. Right? Last week I went for me. I went for me. I did. I went for selfish reasons. Huh? I'm going to just tell it like it is. I went for selfish reasons. But last night I went for everybody else. I just wanted to be a witness. I wanted to be a witness. I wanted to be a witness. The Bible talks about the witnesses. I wanted to be a witness to about what was going on. You know how they have those people on TV? You know, after something major happens and the news go running for folk, I want to be that one to say, look, let me tell you what I saw. Let me tell you what I witnessed in that place. Let me tell you what I witnessed in that place. So, it was amazing, amazing, amazing. God bless y'all, World Dominion Church. I promise y'all, it's a wonderful thing. And I'll say this, and I almost said it. You know what? I ain't going to say it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait. But let me tell you all this. So next week, I know y'all like, why he going to keep talking about that church? I'll tell y'all about it. If something good, I'm going to share it. And I'm going to tell you like this. If it wasn't good, I wouldn't have went back. Now, y'all know me now. I'm brutally honest. It gets me in trouble. I'm brutally honest. It gets me in trouble. Trust me. It gets me in trouble. However, if it wasn't good, I would tell y'all it wasn't good, and I wouldn't have went back. Right? I'm just going to say. I would, trust me. Look, last night I could have went home. I was sleepy as all outdoors. I could have went home and went to sleep and took me another pill for this here headache, but I didn't because I felt I just needed to be there for somebody else. So last week was Kill It While It's Young. Last night was The War Against the Soul. Next Thursday, I believe it's called A Half Kill. Let me make sure I got this right, preacher. A half kill is no kill at all. I think I got it right. Now, I might have told that up. Y'all know I'll tad up in a minute. I believe that's the title for next week. A half kill is no kill at all. Help me out, somebody at World Dominion. I know y'all watching somewhere over there. Amazing, amazing time. Y'all need to pop through there real quick when y'all get a chance. Just come through and holler at your boy and let them know, you know, I told you to come on through, man. It's an amazing, amazing time. Just want y'all to share it with y'all. I think that's what it's entitled. A half kill is no kill at all. That's next week's service down at World Dominion. So I'm looking forward to it. It's an amazing series. And when y'all hear the title of the series is Dangerous Lust, it's not dealing with sex. It's not just sex. Because sex ain't the only thing that we lust after. And I know y'all probably was crazy. Y'all thought we was crazy here on Wednesday with that topic that came up towards the end. You know. You know, I ain't getting in that today, but y'all, I know y'all thought we was crazy, but I had to share that with y'all. It was good. So next week, I think it is. It's like, okay, thank you, Prophet. A half kill is no kill at all. That's next week, and I believe it's coming out of the book of Galatians. I don't have it up in front of me, but I believe it's coming. He's going to be out of the book of Galatians next week. So y'all come on through that World Dominion Church. He'll be here Wednesday if he's in town. If he's in town, he'll be here Wednesday and talk about it some more and with some other things and all of that good stuff. But I just had to share that with you all. So real quick, let me move on real quick. Let me see that. Angela Johnson says, let me speak to some of y'all on Facebook real quick. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. Janet Farrell, God bless you. Irma Tate, God bless you. Andrea McGee, God bless you. Melissa Brown Parks, what's going on, man? Pat Hicks, what's going on? My folk here in Chicago, y'all mad about this snow? I'm going to talk about it in a minute. Patricia Hicks, what's going on? Valerie Neal, yes, I did enjoy myself. Sister Farrell, God bless you. Sharonda Manson, God bless you. Oh, God, I'm going to tell your whole name up. Oh, Jesus, let me see what your name is. Your name starts with a Q. Quinetta Kaja Parks. Is you related to Parks over here? Or you? I don't know. Quinetta, I think that's how you say your name. I'm sorry if I tore it up. Y'all forgive me. You got one too many vowels, baby. I'm sorry. You got one too many vowels in your name. It ain't your fault, but I'm just saying. I need to pull out another degree to read that. All right. Anyway, y'all know I'm crazy. Who else is up there? George Jody Bailey. What's going on, man? What's up? STV in the house. Of course, Prophet Cornelius Williams is on. God bless you, sir. Victoria. I'm gonna say your first name, Victoria Berry, because y'all got too much stuff going on. Renee Smith, God bless you. Tamika Atkins,
God bless you. Angela Johnson, twin, what's happening? Sheridan S. Davis, what's happening? G. Lucian Ward Hollis, what's going on, man? I think he's down there. Ain't you in Alabama? Let's see. Who else is on? Oh, what's going on? Adam Dow, what's happening? What's happening, sir? Anton Spank, what's up, man? Come on, come through. I know you hear you. Let me say it like Prophet Williams would say it. Send a brother a heart or a thumbs up or something. Let me know you're actually listening and you just ain't sitting back, you know, chilling and not paying attention. Come on. That's what Prophet Williams would say if he was here. Push one hard. Do something. Act like you know the Lord in this season. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. I do. I appreciate y'all. So anyway, let me tell y'all a quick story. So for those of you who don't know, I work at a store in Oak Brook. I'm not gonna say no names, but I work in a store in Oak Brook, and I ran into yesterday. Show you how God works, right? I've been having encounters with this person via social media and other events, but we've never actually had a real conversation, right? But we've just had encounters. And we've had encounters because of the things that we do. I do radio here on Blog Talk Radio and via the internet, and this young lady does radio for 1390. So yesterday I'm in the store, and I see this young lady, and she was like, "You look familiar to me." And she says, "What is your name?" And I said, "Well, my name is Dana King." She says, "Why do I know that name?" And I said, "Well, we have some people in common." I said, I have a radio show, and we've shared some guests. In the past. She says, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "You were also at an event that my show helped promote, Light Fest." And then she was like, "Wait a minute, you was the guy with the blue jacket on." I'm like, "Yeah, that was me. You was trying to, you know, come at me, you know, whatever. So I ran into Sonya Blakely yesterday. Y'all know Sonya Blakely from 1390 Gospel Radio, Inspiration 1390 Radio, sister station of WGCI, 1390 Radio Gospel Station, Inspiration Gospel Station. So I ran into her in the store yesterday. And we started talking, and she was talking about, what she was doing and everything. And she had been on the West Side yesterday. And so she wants to do, she wants to have a dialogue. And we opened up this dialogue about possibly doing something, we had this dialogue about possibly doing something in the future. So it's amazing how God just continues to do things. No, Angela, I had never met her. I'd been to 1390. I did the word of the day thing and all of that, but I never got to meet her when I was there. So I only knew her, you know, from we've had brief conversations. And what was so funny is I told her, I said, "We've had guests. We've shared guests." So I started naming off all the people. Now, y'all know me, right? I had to throw it out there a little bit that I had them on my show before they was on her show. I had to throw that out there that I had them on my show before they was on her show. You know, so I started naming off, you know, as Prophet Cornelius Williams and Angela Johnson and Julius Spencer and Reggie Royal and Cornelius Parks and all these folk, you know, and she was like, "Oh, really?" I said, "Yeah." So she said, "I'm going to have to check you out." She was like, she said, "Message me, inbox me, and I'm going to have to check you out." So, you know, I'm not sure if she's watching or listening today. I think she may be still on the air. So I know we have schedules that kind of conflict and all of that, but it was just an amazing conversation. Literally talked for about 25 minutes standing in the middle of the store about just some stuff that was going on in the community and everything. And again, it was a good time. So big shout out to her, Sonya Blake. Looking forward to whatever God has in store for whatever happens, man. You know, I don't care about it. And I've said this before, and anybody who knows me, I don't do this for money. I don't do this to blow myself up. I don't do this for anything. I do this because this is the platform that God gave me, and I use it strictly for what it is. If it makes money one day, great. If it doesn't, guess what? Great. That's not about what this is for me. This is a platform like no other. Prophet Williams said this the other day. We make history here. Because no one else has the discussions that we have. No one else, no other radio show can dig and delve into the issues and topics that this show can without restriction or ramification that it's going to come back and some sponsor or somebody is going to get upset and they might try to take us off the air for this and all of that. I love the fact that we're able to do what we do and talk about what we talk about and continue to press forward, because God is just that awesome. He makes room. My. He makes room. He made room for a place and a platform such as this. And as long as his blessing and anointing is on it, I'm going to show up here every day until he says different. What I won't do is be like Saul. When he fires me, I'm going to leave. When he tell me it's a wrap, I'm done. I don't believe in trying to extend nothing that God done already removed himself from. And I say that again. If God didn't bless it, I don't want no parts of it. And I have no problem removing myself from all those situations. And I mean all of those situations. Y'all know, I'm just going to put it, say it like I mean it. If God ain't in it, I'm out. Amen. Amen. So, again, so thank you. Thanks for the conversation yesterday, Sonia, and everything else. And just looking forward to that, man. Like I said, again, whatever comes from that, I'm sure it's going to be great, because I believe everything that we do here is God breathed. I just say that, and I believe that wholeheartedly. Everything that we do here, every connection that's been made from this show, has been God breathed, and it's all right. And the relationships that I've formed with people, it's just an amazing place, and I'm grateful for that. I really am. I'm grateful for that. In so many ways. So anyway, y'all. Anyway, it's a good day. So look, y'all. I know it's November. Can we talk, Chicago? Can we talk? And y'all, and have y'all hit y'all invite button? Because I know it ain't juicy like it was Wednesday. So y'all sitting back real quiet. But you know it's all right. But Can we talk for a minute? I know it's November. I know it's technically still fall. Cause winter, for my Game of Thrones fans, winter has come. My God, I wasn't ready. Now I watched the news last night, and I heard the young lady say that we was gonna get some lake effect snow, but we wasn't gonna actually see nothing. Well, as my grandma used to say, these weather folk don't got a clue. They lying about God's work, cause there's snow on the ground. And it's cold outside. I believe it's 20-something. In the words of Bernie Mac, it's 24 degrees. It's 24 degrees. And I ain't ready. I ain't ready for this snow. I thank God for all-wheel drive. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord for the all-wheel drive. Hallelujah for the all-wheel drive. Because folk already, I saw a couple of cars. I had to get off the expressway because there was already some cars that tow up. Because they folk out here, y'all trying to now look. As a person who drives fast, even I recognize that once the ice hits the road, I got to drive at a normal speed. Now, y'all know I'm about the fastest probably driver y'all know. And if you don't think so, hit me in the summertime. We can test it out. I'm sorry. I just had to do that. Y'all pray my strength. But in the wintertime, I don't play them games. I don't do none of that. I ain't trying to speed past nobody. I'm just trying to get from my location. I'm trying to get from point A to point B. But some of y'all already out there driving foolish already. I saw a couple of cars wrapped up against some of them Vidot, y'all know them Lake Street poles. Y'all know what I'm talking about, them Vidot poles, them ones that don't move. I saw a couple of cars already wrapped around those. And then Eisenhower was backed up because somebody going eastbound and tore up some stuff, and then going westbound, all the traffic was on lockdown. So, yeah, I'm going to need y'all to act like y'all know how to drive in the wintertime. I know y'all been spoiled, but come on now. It ain't that serious. Slow down. Now, if you know if I'm telling you to slow down, you need to slow down. And y'all know I ain't never for telling nobody to slow down. But if I'm trying to told you to slow down, I think y'all need to come on and slow down, because it's too much and ain't that serious. To be out here running crazy the way we out here running. So Angela said, can I talk? So I am going to do this, and we'll save this for I'm not going to do it this week. And next week Wednesday, we got how many more weeks we got before Thanksgiving? Because y'all know we have to do our thanks, our pre-Thanksgiving show, right? Y'all do know we do our pre-Thanksgiving show. And our speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm so glad that just popped in my head. Bless the Lord. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I want to mention two things real quick. I want to make sure y'all know all about it. And now I can't see nothing because the computer is doing something else over here. I'm hoping it ain't the lockdown or something. 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Okay, 2 weeks. What's going on? What's going on? Paula Campbell. See, I can't tell her testimony, but she got some of that prophetic on her last night. And I'm just going to let that lay right there for y'all. Let her tell it for herself. But she got some of that last night. She got some of that last night. And my God, it was, yeah. I need y'all to be ready. Just be ready. So anyway, Thanksgiving is coming up and we got 2 weeks, before Thanksgiving. And I want you all to get this. A couple of churches that I know of are doing some great things for Thanksgiving. Doing some great things for Thanksgiving. First of all, World Dominion Church will be doing something Thanksgiving. They're having a feeding, dinner with family on Thanksgiving Day. You can stop by and pick up your dinner. They're going to have the dinners already ready, already boxed up, hot food, good to go for you all at World Dominion Church. That's at 103 North Laramie. World Dominion Church, that's Thanksgiving Day. They're going to have food already in packaged for y'all. It's going to be, they're going to be down there and cooked. They're going to be done cooked it. And all you got to do is come by and get it. You can stop by and pick up your food. Now, if you want to sit down and eat, guess what? You can come make your way over here to where my studio is, downstairs. Got a big old place down there, right? Big old place, big old kitchen. And folks are going to be down there cooking all, they're going to start cooking Wednesday. You know, they're prepping Wednesday. And then Thursday, they're going to have the spread. And the brothers from the lodge will be down here serving. And we're trying to serve as many folk. We're going to serve as many folk as we can. World Dominion Church is from 10 to 2. And ours is from 10 to 2 here at Kingdom Baptist Church, 301 North Central. You can come by. Bring whoever you want to bring. Now, here's the deal. I know y'all know some folk who don't have no place to go on Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry, on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. I know y'all know some people who ain't got no place to go on Thanksgiving. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it from the bottom of my heart. If you know somebody, watch this. Don't just tell them about it. Bring them. Bring them with you. Bring them with you. If you know somebody, bring them with you and so that they can eat, right? Cause see y'all got some place. Most of y'all got some place to go on Thanksgiving Day. Most of y'all, but make sure that you bring somebody with you that may not be able to go by, and bring some folk with you. There may be a family that you know is struggling somewhere, and you can say, hey, you know what? This is my way of trying to help you out. And watch this. It's gonna be plenty of food. And they'll and 9 times out of 10, even when they eat, they'll be able to take something home with them. But get them out to either one of our locations, 103 North Laramie, that's World Dominion Church, 103 North Laramie, or you come here to Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, 301 North Central. Our service is start at 10. We're having a worship service from 10 to 11. And then promptly at 11 o'clock, we will be serving dinner. And I'm talking about the full Thanksgiving dinner, the turkey, the dressing, the string beans, and the all of that stuff. Anything but chitlins. There ain't no chitlins. Now, if y'all serving chitlins at y'all church, I'm a little nervous because I don't eat everybody's chitlins. And so, you know, I'm on. Y'all knew I was gonna go there. Y'all know my mind is bad. Y'all don't now if y'all churches are serving chitlins, I need to know your cook by name. Like and here's the deal. I need to have known you for some years. I just can't be new. Experiencing your chitlins. I don't care. I'm serious. I'm trying to help somebody right now. If I ain't known you for at least 10 years and I ain't been in your house at least 5 or 6 or 7 times, I can't eat your chitlins. I got some rules. I got some rules when it comes to chitlins. I know some of y'all probably sitting back saying y'all don't eat them, and that's fine. Y'all ain't got to eat them. That's all right. Y'all ain't got to eat them. But I eat me some chitlins. I'm going to tell it like it is. But I can't eat everybody's chitlins. I need to see what your house look like before you come bringing me some. I need to see what your house look like. I need to see your kitchen I need to do a little inspection. I need to check behind your cabinetry. Look underneath your sink. I need to see what your bathroom looks like at your house. You know, before I eat your, huh? I'm trying to help the people today. Look, y'all know that's why I'm here. We here to try to help the people. What you say, Pat Hicks? Freedom? Oh, what's it? Okay, Freedom Baptist Church is giving away baskets for Thanksgiving. Oh my! If you know anyone who is in need, please contact the church office. 708-449-3733. Call ASAP because they get them ready. The baskets will be distributed on November 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. One more time, y'all. Freedom Baptist Church. That's Hillside, Illinois. Freedom, right next to the Hillside Bowling Alley. Y'all can see it from the expressway. Used to be a movie theater. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Freedom Baptist Church, right over there on Hillside. They're giving away baskets for Thanksgiving. If you know anyone who is in need, please contact the church office. 708-449-3733. Do that quickly because I'm sure they're probably going to get bombarded. They may run out. So if you know somebody who's in need, again, Freedom Baptist Church, Hillside, Illinois, will be giving away baskets on November 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make sure y'all. Mark Atkins say, I eat them, but not from everybody. You're right. Y'all know it's the truth. Come on now. I need to know. And see, I'm picky about eating at folks' house, you know, excuse me, who got animals. You know, I'm just saying. I don't eat at people's house. You got dogs and stuff running around and cats and stuff all on top of the counter and in the kitchen, and you know, you trying to tell me that you didn't wipe the cabinet down after the cat just jumped up there. Stop lying. You done, you know, the dog in the bed with you. And, you know, yeah, I don't know, man. Look, I believe in praying for my food, but I ain't finna ask God to bless no mess. I know, look here, I'm sorry. You know, some of y'all look too familiar with y'all pets. You know, I'm just saying. Some of y'all look too familiar. Y'all got some familiarity with y'all pets that just not, it's just, you know, in the words of, it just ain't natural. It just ain't natural. The dog lick his, you know, the dog lick himself, and then he turn around and lick you. I'm sorry. I and then y'all trying to cook me some. I just can't. Mm-mm. No, buddy. I can't do it. Well, I'm talking about Thanksgiving, Laura Stevens. You just walked in. I'm sorry. You come in at a. See, when you come in late, you miss stuff. You got to get here at 12, Laura. You can't come in late. Is that Dr. Stevens? I believe she's a doctor, right? Is that Dr. Laura Stevens? Make sure you know, I mix y'all up. But, you know, y'all got pets and animals and dog hair and cat hair and stuff be everywhere. Then y'all in the kitchen trying to cook stuff and stuff just don't be right. And I ain't trying to, you know, I mean no harm. I don't mean no harm. I'm just saying, you know, because here's the deal. I'm brutally honest, right? But when it comes to food, I'm probably worse than brutally honest. And if your food ain't good, y'all pray my strength. If your food ain't good and you happen to ask me how you like the food, oh, Jesus, if you happen to ask me how you like the food, I gotta tell you, Pat Hicks, you know I'm telling the truth. You know, right. See what I'm saying? You know, see, you got to know how to cook chitlins till you can't smell them. See, now if I walk in your front door and I smell chitlins, you didn't do something right. Huh? Come on, I'm just trying to help somebody with the. We gonna talk about this in a couple of weeks, but I wanna, you know, and once again, I'm about to put out my list of, you know, stuff don't do. You know, we do it every year here at TTLO about stuff you don't do for Thanksgiving. But I'm just trying to help people get through the holiday. You know, and I know it's a little rough, and I know some of y'all, you know, some of y'all are first time and y'all trying to host the Thanksgiving dinner. Now, here is the deal. You can host the dinner. Like, maybe you got a good space to host the dinner, but maybe you can't cook. Now, why don't you host it, but let somebody else cook, huh? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Don't you host the dinner, and then you know you can't. I mean, look, ain't nothing wrong with catering or hiring somebody, get somebody's grandmama to come over there. Look, let me tell you right now, my mama cooks for a whole lot of people on Thanksgiving. Right, when she going to cook, and I ain't talking about folk to go to her house and eat. I'm talking about folk who don't cook, and she will cook whole dinners for people because they don't cook. There's an elderly couple on Chicago. She cooks Thanksgiving dinner every year because the wife can't cook, and the husband know the wife can't cook. And when her and my mama met 20 years ago, my mama been cooking their Thanksgiving dinner for at least the last 15 years. Right? They are proud members of the St. Sabina Church under the leadership of that Kojic prophet, Father Flager. But they go over there, right? But she prepares their Thanksgiving dinner every year because that's just what she do. And then she cooks side dishes for the people who can't cook sides. You know, that's what she do. Because everybody can't, you know, everybody can't. But, but if you just want to host... I'm just saying, if you just want to host because you got the space to host, then host the dinner. Just let you know you got good spacing and table and chairs. That's wonderful. You make a wonderful host. That don't mean you got to be the chef. You know, everybody that owns a restaurant ain't a chef. You know, some of these folk that own restaurants just own it. They just the president. They ain't actually in the kitchen cooking. Huh? I'm just trying. But anyway. These chitlins is a serious deal. And see, right now, I'm going to say this real quick, and I don't mean no harm. I only eat chitlins from two houses. One, two. That's it. Two houses. I ain't had nobody else's. Don't know what they taste like. And unless I done been to your house and seen your stuff, can't do it. I eat chitlins at my mama's house. And I'd eat chitlins at my other mama house, Sister McCurtis. If them ain't the two people cooking the chitlins, I don't care if Emeril Lagasse come in here and cook chitlins. I ain't seen Emeril's house. I ain't been there. I don't know what he got. I'm just trying to say, I eat chitlins at two houses. Now, I don't know where I'm going to get my chitlins from this week because mama acting funny. I don't know if she's cooking or not. She ain't talking about cooking nothing. And then other folk going out of town. And so I might be struggling. I might be chitlin' sharp this year. Hey, prophet, I need you to prophesy and let me know where I can get me some good chitlins. I trust your prophetic unction. I need you to speak to some people. Y'all pray. Y'all ain't praying for me because if y'all was praying for me, I wouldn't be crazy. Y'all ain't trying to help me through this. But anyway, I just want to put that out there. So y'all, you know, do what you need to do. And start getting your stuff now. Y'all know y'all ain't got no seasonings. Go start getting your seasonings now. Don't be that person that wait till Wednesday and now you at the grocery store and you mad because you can't find no nutmeg. All the sage is gone. And look, all the good sage, all the name brand seasonings is gone. Now you got to get cut right seasoning and blue this and such and such seasoning. Now, because, you know, I'm trying to help y'all. I'm really trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help y'all. Don't wait till the last minute to go to the store and get your seasoning. And now I'm talking about real seasoning. Now, because see, you know, seasonings do matter. Seasonings are important. And I know some of y'all think I'm being bougie, but name brand seasonings do matter. I only seen one kind. Look, if you're using seasoned salt. And it don't say Larry's on it. I know it don't say, you know, Larry's. Grandma used to say Larry's. I know it's Larry's, but it's Larry's. If the season don't say Larry's on it, I don't just, You can't use that generic stuff. You know that the nutmeg and the sage and the oregano and, that stuff don't work. Don't come to me with that Aldi. With that Aldi stuff, McCormick, right? Come through, Angela, come through. You can't use them.
that generic stuff. And you know, and y'all making this macaroni and cheese and talking about, I'm going to, you know, talking about I'm going to make, what's my man that do the cooking online? What's my man that do the cooking online? I can't even call his name. Darius Williams. Y'all talking about making his macaroni and cheese. Y'all can't be using no generic cheese and all that stuff. You know that cheese with the no name and all that stuff. You know that stuff. No. Kraft, Sargento. I mean, look, they ain't paying me no money, but I got to call it like it is. Y'all got to use for real products. I don't come telling me about all this other stuff because look, and then where's your real salt? Come on now, what the Bible say about the salt losing its savor? Come on. I'm trying to help somebody today. Y'all can't keep using this cheap stuff. I done been around some folk. Y'all pray for me. I say been around the world and right. But I done been around some folk, y'all, that use some generic stuff, you know, vanilla flavor. Y'all know the flavor. What's that? Ain't that, don't McCormick make that? Ain't that McCormick that make that vanilla flavor in the red and the white? That is McCormick. Y'all pray. Ain't that right? Vanilla flavor, y'all, you know, you put that in your stuff and, you know, you got to use the right stuff. Y'all know me now. I know times and stuff, but look, it's Thanksgiving. You can splurge on the seasoning. Now, if you cook with that generic stuff all year long, now be careful. Because when you use them generic seasonings, you have to use a lot of it to get the flavor. So if you go out and get this real seasoning and you get heavy-handed like you do with that other stuff, then y'all not gonna blame me for y'all heart ailments and stuff that's going on. That ain't gonna work out. That ain't gonna work out. So look, I just want y'all to be good with it. Have a good time. We gonna delve deep into this thing. Cause see, the prophet Cornelius Williams say he can cook, y'all. That's what he said. He said he can cook. He said, Angela Johnson, now ain't nobody said nothing about no generic tissue and washing this liquid and all that stuff. I know that's right, though, but she ain't lying. You know, I don't believe in generic toilet paper, and I'm sorry. You know, certain parts of you know, I think it's for parts of your body. You got to look here. You only get one body. I don't buy cheap shoes because I only got one set of feet. Come on, y'all work with me now. I don't buy cheap shoes because I only got one set of feet. And when them feet go bad, you in trouble. So I don't believe in wearing cheap shoes. Look, I only got other parts of my body that I just don't believe in putting bad. I don't use cheap soap, you know. I don't believe y'all to use cheap toilet paper. Come on, help me now. Come on, y'all stay with me. Y'all stay with me. Don't use cheap toilet paper. I'm done with you, Angela Johnson. I'm done. Oh, God, I'm so done with you. I'm done. You stop. You stop. You stop right now. You stop it right now. Anyway, y'all, oh, Jesus, y'all pray for me. We go. Ooh, y'all need Jesus. Y'all need. Come by the men's fellowship. Oh, yes, thank you, sir. Thank you, Rob. See, Angela, you ain't even on your job. Your husband had to remind me, and that's why the men lead. There it is, right there. That's why the men lead. You ain't even help me out, Angela. You didn't even remind me. Where's the thing at? Men's fellowship, y'all. Let me give y'all this real quick, cause I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow. Now I'm giving up bowling. Rob Johnson, Pastor Bishop, Archbishop Robert L. Johnson, Pastor, Elder, Sir. Senior pastor, master prophet, whatever. I'm giving up bowling on Saturday for you. I'm giving up bowling. Now you messing with my bowling ministry. Now that's my bowling ministry. Now I'm trying to tell you something. That's my bowling ministry, but I'm gonna set aside my bowling ministry now, and I'm gonna come to this men's fellowship. Where is it at? It's Greater Love, Greater Works International Outreach. Let me say it right. Greater Love, Greater Works Outreach International. Tomorrow, men's annual fellowship, November the 11th, from 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., food, fun, and fellowship. Come out and join us. It says, where grown men from all walks of life talk about grown men issues and concerns. Pastor Robert Johnson is the host. Pastor Robert L. Johnson is the host. The address is 17 West 620 East Reardon Road
in Villa Park, Illinois. Y'all don't want to miss that. Men, come out. Ladies, sing your husbands, your boyfriends, your baby daddies, whoever you know. Just come out there. Look, I don't see no price on it, y'all, so that means it's free of charge. God bless the word free. I see free 99. Y'all, come on, come on. It's free 99. I got it. I got it. It's just men's dialogue, and we get to sit around and talk about men's stuff. And we got some stuff we need to talk about, fellas, and ain't no sense in hiding. You sitting around men, y'all to be all right. Now, if some of y'all go back and tell y'all wives and girlfriends everything, y'all stay home. You know, some of y'all can't, you know, pillow talk get some of y'all in trouble. You know, y'all, you know, when you sit around men, you talk about what you talk about and you leave it there. That's how men talk. That's how we grow. We're able to say some stuff in the room where we can trust each other and have a gathering. And now, but if you finna run home and tell everything that was talked about and all this other kind of stuff, you stay home. I'm gonna say it like that. But anyway, one more time, it's the Greater Love, Greater Works Outreach International Men's Annual Fellowship. It's tomorrow, Saturday, November the 11th, 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Food Fund and Fellowship, 17 West 620 Reardon Road, Villa Park, Illinois. It's real easy to get to. Y'all, it's in the cut, but it's out there. It's real easy to get to. Just, you know, look, get your Google Maps, your Google whatever, GPS, your Waze, Uber, whatever you're using. Get there. I'll be there. And again, come out and join us where grown men from all walks of life talk about grown men issues and concerns. So it ain't just going to be guys from the church. Anybody, you know, and look here, grab somebody. Anybody want, you know, anybody coming, I, you know, y'all can ride with me if you, you know, meet me here. I'm not driving all over the place to pick y'all up if you're on the way. But y'all need to come on out and join us. That's who? That's right, Bishop. You preach. Oh, okay. I'm just saying. So y'all come on out there and join us one more time. Men's Fellowship, Greater Love, Greater Works Outreach International, Saturday, November the 11th. Somebody remind me right about the 125 mark. I'll remind y'all one more time about that fellowship. But look, this is what we're gonna do. Excuse me. We're gonna take a quick break. I need to give you some water or something. A little parched. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. We're going to jump right into today's conversation. Y'all know what it is. Praise Break Friday. Y'all know what it is. The most important quality of an effective worship leader. That's today's topic of conversation. It's going to be good, and I hope y'all ready for it. But look here. It's Praise Break Friday. We're going to do this, y'all. I'm excited about it. I'm going to go on and give us a little bit of this. Y'all know I was in Facebook. I got to share this with y'all real quick before I take this break. Tuesday night, wait a minute, I get my days mixed up. What's today? Friday. Wednesday night, I went to go see Kirk Franklin and Ledisi. Let me tell y'all something right now. Now, y'all know how Kirk Franklin is an amazing gospel entertainer, gospel artist, just absolutely amazing. I have never, you know, I like Ledisi. I've seen her on award shows, and of course she's singing live at award shows. But, you know, it's different when you're on TV watching somebody, when you watch somebody on TV than it is watching them in person. I saw her. She said, that's why this is my mic. Don't nobody talk into it but me. This is my sponge. When I have other people, I change myself out. This is mine. Anyway, I went to this concert Wednesday night. My God, Ledisi can sing. Now, it's an amazing concert. It's an interesting concept. It's the rebel, the saint, and the something. I forget what the name of the thing was. I can't remember the name or the title of the concert. It was gospel mixed with R&B. It was supposed to be Kirk Franklin, Ledisi, and P.J. Morton, Paul Morton Jr. But Paul Morton Jr. wasn't here. He couldn't be in Chicago, so they had this guy named Major. Y'all heard this artist named Major? Major took Paul Morton Jr.'s place. But my God, Ledisi, that woman, that little bitty short one, that little bitty, oh my, I mean, can just sing effortlessly. I mean, my God. And she came and sung so it was an R&B, Pray for Auntie Jones. She was just rushed it. What? Are you serious? How you just gonna type stuff down on the Facebook? Y'all get my mama. You can't just put stuff out there and tell me about folk that have been rushed to the hospital and I'm sitting here on the thing. Y'all y'all pray for my mama. Good Lord have mercy. When did she? Now you got to see. Now I'm finna start asking you all these questions, and I can't. See what I'm saying? Oh, Lord. Did she just celebrate her birthday the other day? Lord have mercy. Okay. Let me know. Text me, not on Facebook, please. Text me what hospital she just went to. Lord have mercy. What in the whole world? But as I was saying, Letticy just, oh my God, that's a singing woman. She sang on a couple of the Kirk Franklin songs in between because she did her R&B stuff. And it was great because the crowd was mixed. You had your gospel crowd and your R&B crowd. But guess what? The whole thing, it was still God breathed. My God, it was amazing. It was amazing. Down at the Chicago Theater, it was amazing. Amazing, amazing. Yes, only children. Yes, that's right. I'm my mama's only child. Look, there she go. Y'all get my mama. Y'all please help mother. Y'all help my mama, Prophetess King, right, Evangelist. Y'all get my mama on Facebook, please. Please, somebody, y'all, get my mama. You know, y'all know she's a prophetess. What's the name of the bishopess? Do they have a name for female bishops? She's a bishopess. Y'all get my mama off the Facebook, please. Please get my mama off Facebook. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. And absolutely, we will pray. Let me do that right now. Father God, we thank you right now. God, we come on behalf of our sister. If she's talking about Joan Gibbs, I believe, God, we come right now on her behalf. Father God, we don't know what her ailment is, God, but we know that you are here. We ask that you would just come into the place where she is, God. We come and ask that you would step into the emergency room right now, God, that you would guide the ER doctors, God. Give them the sight and the clarity, God, for a diagnosis that they may be used, God, that you can use them to start already the healing process, God. Let this not be anything serious, God. Let you move in that place right now, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Once again, God, we lay her name out on the altar, God. Anybody else who might be sick or ill, God, Joan Gibbs, right now, God, we just ask that you would comfort her right now, God, and comfort her family right now, God. Comfort her daughter right now, God, who I'm sure is there by her side at this moment, God. So we just ask prayers for the Gibbs family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You got to pray when somebody calls you. When somebody tell you to pray, don't say, I pray later. You pray now. Amen. Amen. So anyway, y'all, we're going to take a real quick break. Anyway, I was trying to tell y'all, so I went to this concert. So, you know, they was telling you to hashtag it and put it on Facebook. So, you know, I went live at the concert. Y'all know they put me in Facebook jail just that quick. They put me in Facebook jail now I did what the artist asked me to do. The artist said, post it, put it on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And then I go on there and all of a sudden I'm in Facebook jail. Now, what in the world? But this is what I like, right? They put me down in Facebook jail, right? It come up on my screen last night. I'm on Wednesday. They put me in Facebook jail, and I'm like, now I can't. They're telling me I can't go live no more, right? But watch this. I was in Facebook jail on Wednesday night, and they said I couldn't go live. That's what they said, right? But I like what the Bible say. I think it's somewhere down in the book of Acts. You know, in jail in a minute, right? Y'all know how it go. But I think somewhere around the book of Acts, somewhere around the 16th chapter, somewhere around the 23rd or the 25th verse, it says something like, and at midnight, come on somebody, it says, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And then it says, and suddenly, I believe somewhere down there said was a great earthquake, and even the prison walls begin to shake. I'm just trying to help somebody. So I was in the Facebook jail, but they let me out. Come on now, I'm trying to help somebody. They put me in Facebook jail, but they got me up out of there. So I'm glad, because otherwise I was going to wonder how I was going to do the show today, do the Facebook version of the show. But it's all good, and we here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's article. Amen, amen, amen. So look, I'm going to take this real quick break. I'm trying to find this song that I want to play. but I can't find it because my stuff is, why is this lineup all of a sudden looking real unfamiliar to me? I'm not really sure what this looking like right now. Y'all pray for me. What is this? I've been messing with my music. What has y'all been doing up in here? But we're going to take, oh, there it is right there. We're going to take this real quick break. When we come back, y'all, when we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. The most important quality of an effective worship leader. Come on, sister. Give me that verse. Come on.
The Bible says that, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison doors was shaken, and immediately everyone's bands were loose. All we really want you to know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just had to give y'all a little bit of that. We are back. We are back. Take a Limits Off Radio. I see we got a call in the queue. Tanya, you want to check that call out for me real quick? Because I don't know that number, that 337 area code number. You know, some people try to call in here and pull a fast one just so they can get on the air and say some stuff. But I got a spirit of discernment. Yes, I do. Tanya, can you check that out? Yeah, that 337 area code. They in the queue. Say they want to say something, but I don't know. So you check that out, let me know. And if they want to talk, we can talk to them, and we'll talk to them on the air. But I just need to know what you're trying to do up in here, 337. You know, I got a spirit of discernment. I know we don't play them games over here down to the TTLO. Anyway, I got this good article, and I want to jump right into it. It's a really, really great article, and I want to share it with y'all this morning. I want to share with you all this. Simple, really simple. The most important qualities of an effective worship leader. The most important qualities of a worship leader. That's the topic. Right into that. I'll share it with you all. It's from churchleaders.com. And we're just going to jump right into it real quick. Again, Tanya, can you check that call in the queue? The 337 area code. They in the queue. Maybe they don't know they in the queue, but they hit the button like they want to talk. But I'm going to wait until you give me the okay on that one. Okay. Are they not there no more? All right. I guess that means they was playing. All right. All right. Yeah. That's why I got a producer in the house to handle these type of situations. I don't know what they wanted, but they went up to, I think they was up to no good. Amen. Amen. Anyway, the most important quality of an effective worship leader. That's our topic of conversation. Let me do this. Let me open this up over here so I can see what's going on over here. Amen. 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 And amen. Where's the rest of this at? Come on. 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 All right. So let's jump right into it. The most effective qualities of a worship leader. The writer says this. He says, if you look on the typical job description of a worship leader, you'll see a lot of necessary skills, the ability to sing, arrange music, recruit a team, communicate, lead, and pastor people. He says, but none of these are the most important qualities. Matter of fact, the most important quality is what we assume and take for granted. But this can no longer be assumed, and what is that quality? The writer says this. The writer says this. The writer says this. He simply says, a love for Jesus. That's the most important quality. He says, a love for Jesus. We're talking about a worship leader. He says, I know, obvious, right? You can't be a worship leader and not love Jesus. Or can you? He says, what does it really mean to love Jesus? What does it really mean to love Jesus? He says, is it hands raised in the air? Is it the passionate singing of a song? He says, I think a lot about this. I think about this a lot because sometimes I wonder if I love worship more than I love Jesus. Uh-oh. Oh, my. If I love worship more than I love Jesus. That just made me think about something right there. If I love worship more than I love Jesus. He says, I talk about worship more than you talk about Jesus. He says, and something just feels, you know, off about that. He says, there is no shortage of worship resources, worship conferences, and worship training. But is it helping or distracting us? Is it helping or distracting us? Oh, God. He says, but then you encounter someone who gets it. They just love to worship. They love Jesus. And they are as comfortable talking about Jesus as most guys are comfortable about talking about Monday Night Football. Yeah, yeah. He says, it's as natural as breathing. And it's not weird. They just genuinely love Jesus and live their lives to make him known to others. Ooh, my God. They live their lives to make him known to others. Now, see, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't sending a thumbs up or nothing. See, y'all got to see now. It got to be more than just. Now, you got to like the article and the conversation, just like you do the craziness. But that's all right. I'm gonna keep on teaching and reading this thing. He says this. He says. I feel like it's an effort not to be weird. Many of us have hollowed out our faith. Something we do in church. Woo. We've hollowed out our faith to be something only that we do in church. My. He says, sure, we may read our Bible occasionally. We may pray, but something is missing in our love for Jesus. True love cannot be contained to just the church. True love cannot be contained to just the church. That means you just show your worship experience and your love for God inside the building. That should be outside of the building with you. Come on, somebody. You don't just show how much you love and talk about how much you love him in the church. You have to show how much you love inside of the four walls of the church. It's just like when you in relationship with somebody, or when you got that good, when you got really good friends and you got good relationship with people. When you're in good relationship with people, watch this. You talk about those people all the time. Their names are constantly on your lips. You're constantly mentioning them. There's always something that comes up, and they're a part of that conversation. That's because you're in good relationship with them. When you're not in good relationship with people, then you don't talk about them. You don't mention them. So if you love Jesus the way you say you love him, the way we say we do, then every now and then his name on your conversation. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all go. Y'all done got quiet on me, but that's all right. When you love Jesus and when you're a true worshiper, every now and then in some of your conversation throughout the day, his name ought to cross your lips. Oh, I'm going to help somebody today. Every now and then, if you talk about, if you really love him, then you ought to mention him throughout your daily process. Even on your job, the name Jesus ought to come out. I know it's not the politically correct thing to do, but every now and then, he ought to cross your mind. Come on. So he says, true love cannot be contained. It is the greatest commandment, not the greatest suggestion. Yeah. You know, it's evidenced by what we do. If you love Jesus, you will keep his commandment. What was the first commandment? Love ye one another. Uh-huh. So watch this. He says what this means for worship leaders. Worship leaders, we need to think about this. Our job isn't to provide an emotionally charged sing-along. Mm-hmm. It's not to provide an emotionally charged sing-along. I'm sorry, emotionally charged sing-along. He simply says, how are we equipping people to love Jesus when they leave our churches? How are we equipping our people to love Jesus beyond Sunday? I'll say this again. I don't care how wonderful you sing. I don't care how great you preach. I don't care how wonderful a teacher you are. But if people aren't leaving your church service and their lives aren't changed at home, then you're not doing anything to change lives. You're just giving them a show on Sunday. Oh, you got to make sure what you're teaching and preaching is having an effect outside of the church. You got to make sure that what you're singing is having an effect outside of the four walls of the church. You got to make sure that when you're sowing into people, come on now, when you're sowing into the lives of people, that you're sowing something that they will reap outside of the church. Meaning, watch this. You plant the seed in the church, the harvest outside. Oh, my God, I just helped somebody. You plant the seed on the inside of the church, but the harvest is on the outside of the church. Come on. Prophet Williams had us last night. He said, pick it up. That's what he told us last night. He said, just start looking around and start picking up what God has planted, what you've been planting. And now it's time to start reaping your harvest. Okay. Let me make it plain. The writer says this. He says, let's not get people addicted to an experience, an artist or the songs or the sound. He says, I'm not proposing that we do away with it at all, but I'm proposing a thoughtful look at our love for Jesus. Are we loving Jesus or are we loving worship? Are we loving Jesus or are we loving worship. He says, does our passion for worship outshine our passion for Jesus? Some of us, if we tell the truth, some of us just like the worship experience. Okay. Some of us just like the worship experience. Some of us just like it when we can just be in the atmosphere. See, we want to sit in the atmosphere of Jesus, but then we don't want Jesus to be, come on now, we don't want Jesus to be in the part of our lives outside of the four walls. Does our love for worship artists take the place of our love for the Son of God? You know, it sounds silly, right? But the question is worth pondering, the writer says. He says, I want my love for Jesus to be the defining characteristic of my life. Think about that for a moment. I want my love for Jesus to be the defining characteristic of my life. Oh, my. Oh, my. That just helped me. That just helped me right there. Let me say hello to my folk on Ustream. I just flipped back over and saw y'all over here in this room. God bless y'all over here on the Ustream. I'm sorry that I didn't see y'all earlier. God bless y'all. I you know what? I neglect to flip the screen sometimes. I know. I'm sorry. We're going to get a third monitor in here so I can move some stuff around. But God bless y'all on the Ustream. The writer says this. He says, I don't want to use Jesus to pursue a passion for worship, music ministry, or songwriting or ministry. He says, the passion is Jesus. The reason is Jesus. The meaning is Jesus. And at the heart of it all should be Jesus. My, 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 my. At the heart of it all should be Jesus. Mm-hmm. He says, I wanted to share a song that helped refocus my heart on Jesus. He said, the song was called Beautiful Mystery. But that's what he says. I pray it stirs your heart. And shares for greatness of God. This article was really short, y'all. It was really short, but I guess I want to talk to you like this. You cannot be so intertwined about worship and forget who it is you're worshiping. See. Unfortunately, y'all, and y'all know this to be true. A lot of churches got caught up in what they call Holy Ghost music. You know, praise. Break music. We know what to do when the song starts. You know, we know what to do when the drummer hit the beat and when the organist hit the right note and he played the right chord. But is it about the worship experience or is it about Jesus? At what point do we move beyond just the experience of worship? I know what it's like to experience the worship, but do we understand what it's like to experience Jesus? Let me help somebody. In the Bible, when Moses experienced God in the Bible, he had an experience like no other. He had an experience like no other. He was in the mountain. Come on, y'all help me. He was in the mountain, and at some point, he says, God, show me your glory. And while he's there, God says, I can't show you my face. Oh my God. So God told Moses, he says, hide yourself in the corner, in the cleft of the mountain. Wow. Okay. He says, hide yourself in the cleft of the mountain and turn your back. He says, now while you got your back turned, he says, I'm going to just walk past. Oh, Jesus. Oh my God. Hey. Okay, Dana, come on. He says, hide yourself in the corner, and I'm gonna walk past. And now when I pass you by, I'm gonna let you know, right? And then you can look at my hind part. You can see my train as it goes by. I can't show you too much because it'll kill you because you wouldn't understand. But see, there's something different about the worship experience and being in the worship experience than being in the very presence of God. There is something different, than just listening and jumping and dancing to the music than there is about the very presence of God
showing up. Oh my God. See when you talk about God's Shekinah glory. Come on. When we talk about God's Shekinah glory, the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that Jesus's glory was. See, we couldn't really get it because his glory was veiled in human flesh. Oh my. His glory was veiled in human flesh, but at times his glory was revealed to people. Oh my. See, oh Jesus. See, when Jesus was in the flesh, he the flesh covered his glory. Ooh. Oh. when they were at the Mount of Transfiguration and they saw Abraham and I believe it was Moses. Was it Moses? Y'all help me out. Y'all know I'm going to tear this thing up. On the Mount of Transfiguration, when they were there, and the two of them were up there, and I believe it was Moses, and it was Moses and Elijah that they saw. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appeared in the middle, and the other two disappeared. And Peter said it was good for us to be here. They experienced his Shekinah glory. Come on now. And in the process of experiencing their glory, see, the glory is seen when God's glory fills the temple and even in the wilderness. Come on, where he was a light shining in the nighttime, the glory cloud. Come on, can somebody say glory cloud? Even the Israelites, when they had escaped Egypt and Pharaoh was on their trail, the glory cloud lit the way. Oh my. On the Mount of Transfiguration where Moses and Elijah, it wasn't Abraham, it was Elijah. Y'all help me through this thing. When they were there, the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was shown brighter than the sun. Yeah, now come on now. I believe it was down there. Moses asked God, he said, show me your glory. And the Lord told me, he says, I'll make my goodness. Oh my God. Now y'all come on, think about that for a second. God didn't say, okay, I'll show. He says, I'll make my goodness pass before you. And he says, you will proclaim my name, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on who I'll show mercy. He says, but you can't see my face. Oh, my God. That's what he told him. He says, you can't see my face. He says, for no man shall see me and live. But watch this. But then he says, then I will take away my hand, and you'll see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Oh, my. The glory of God. So see, it's not just the worship experience I'm talking about. You got to be able to be a part of the glory. We can't just worship. See, a lot of us are caught up in worshiping the worship. Okay, y'all just missed that. A lot of us are caught up in worshiping the worship. We're caught up in worshiping the worship. You got it, Angela. Angela says, but in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train of his robe filled the temple. Come on. On the year. See, a lot of times we're so focused on the person singing, and we're so focused on the person leading the exhortation, and the person who's doing all the lifting and the singing and doing all the runs. I'm not knocking them for what they do because they have a talent and a skill and an anointing on their lives. But see, I can't get caught up in how many runs you can do. See, I have to get caught up in the person you're singing about. And see, we can't get caught up in the worship. We need to get caught up in the person that they're worshiping. We need to get caught up in Jesus. And see, there is a different experience when you've seen his glory. Oh, my. See, when Moses came down, can I talk? I got 5 minutes. When Moses came down from that mountain, he had those tablets and in his hand, but Moses did not know that the skin on his face was shown differently because he had been talking to God. But Aaron and the people knew. Oh, see, folk know when you've been talking to God. See, you have a different look about you. There is an air about you when you've been talking to God. There's something different that shines on you when God is in your life. See, when he came down, Aaron and all the people knew. They said, wait a minute. They were afraid to come near him because his face looked different. And all of the people came and they ran and they didn't know because they said, well, what's going on? Oh, my God. And watch this. Moses' face shined so brightly that they had to put a veil in front of his face. And he would remove the veil until he came out. And when people came to Israel and it was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses and the skin of Moses' face would be shining. And Moses would put the veil over his face again until he went to speak with them. Oh, my God. See, when God shows you who he is and when God's glory shines on you, folk will see that on you. Now, let me make something plain now. Everybody's not going to be able to handle what you look like once God done shined on you. Oh, my. Everybody ain't going to be able to deal with it. They're going to want you to cover that thing up. They're going to want you to hide who God is. They're going to try to do whatever they can to cover you up and quiet you and do all those things. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. We have to make sure that when we're talking about worship and then we're talking about praise, that we're talking about him, that the focus is on him, not the worship leader, not the pastor, not the singer, not the director of the choir, not the choir president, not the minister of music, but that we're delighting in him, in Jesus. Oh, my. That we're delighting in him. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. So let's look at this thing, man. We got everybody someday. Everybody, all of us will see the Lord in his splendor. Yeah, yeah. In all of his majesty and all of his Shekinah glory, and all of us gonna have to fall down. My God, let me just pray right now, Father God. Yeesh. Father God, one day we all going to see your glory, God. One day we all going to see your glory, God. One day we all going to see your glory, God. One day every knee is going to have to bow down and every tongue going to have to confess, God. But God, until then, we just ask and we just say thank you, God. We just lift up your name, Jesus. God, we just lift you up right now in this place, God. We lift you up in every church that's open in your name, God. Right now, God, we ask that you would just send your glory to every church right now, God. God, we ask that you would be honored in every program that has your name on it, God. God, right now, we ask that you would just show your Shekinah glory, God, in every process, in everything that you touch, God. Everything, every place, every house that's open in your name, God. We ask you would just show yourself. Show yourself, God. Show yourself. Hear Jesus, God. One more time, God, we ask that you would show up, God, in the emergency room, God, for those who are ill right now, God. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Look, y'all, I got about 2 minutes. One more time. Join me tomorrow if you can. I will be tomorrow. One more time. Let me pull it up. I done lost it. Where is it at? Greater Love, Greater Works Outreach International Men's Annual Fellowship, Saturday, November the 11th, 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Food, Fun, and Fellowship, 17 West 620 East Reardon, Villa Park, Illinois. Grown men from all walks of life talk about what grown men talk about, issues and concerns. Pastor, Bishop, Pope, Cardinal Robert L. Johnson will be the facilitator. Y'all come out, man. Y'all be blessed with me. I'm going to get up out of here, y'all. Y'all know I love y'all. I got to go. I done had me some fun today, and I got to get up out of here. This has been awesome. I'm going to leave y'all with this here little quick praise break, and we're going to get out of here today. Bless y'all. Come on. We got to go.
You know what? That's what I figured. If you can't get happy about your testimony, nobody else can. But some of you been at death's door. Some of you God paid your bills. Some of you God healed your body. Some of you the Lord changed your mind. Some of you God made a way out of no way. Shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Now give God a shabak in this house. Hey. Woo. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. As a matter of fact, I feel the Holy Ghost now because of your praise. God said, I just turned it around for you, and I know it's tight where you are. But if you believe God's going to turn it around, get up out of your seat and turn around one time and say, God is already fixing. God is already turning it around. Woo!
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Woo, my.